I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Indigenous community groups and organizations came together at Yonge and Dundas Square in support of the Wet'suwet'en Nation and protesters opposing the pipeline development in British Columbia. Speakers also highlighted their opposition of the Canadian government's treatment of Indigenous peoples and their native lands, including the current pipeline and past and current land seizures. Groups present at the gathering include Land Back Toronto, various Indigenous affordable housing organizations, and speakers documenting their own personal stories.
We were put to sleep. Also, you know, the government and the people of Canada want to say assimilation, education. No, we take care of these people. Propaganda, man. That's your biggest enemy. So, well, you know, like I said, I've been through quite a bit. And you know what? The alcoholism, the drug addiction, the homelessness, that's what it was designed to do. It's called removing people off the land where the mineral is, where the gold is, where the water is. Do people realize what civil litter mortis means? Civil litter mortis is how they created slavery for the black. We have to house them. We have to feed them. We have to take care of them. But then they looked at the red people, the land, the people of the land.
I'm part of the sex in this group.
Migrets. Dad.
They took me off my land when I was a child.
How long you been on the street, bro?
All my life. They took my culture. They took my language. They took everything away from me.
That's what it was designed to do. Removing people off the land. Civil litter mortis means Indian pain is big business. Residential schools, foster homes, group homes. The removal of a people off the land where the mineral is, the gold, the trees, and the water. This is our evidence.
When does it come back
to us? On your evidence.
When does it come back to us? When does it come back to us?
Can anybody answer that question? Can anybody answer that question? When does it come back to us?
Now!
And you know what? When the sleeping giant awakes, this is the sleeping giant. Each one of you that is showing up tonight to support what's going on in BC, what's going on with my friend, the people that have showed up tonight are the sleeping giant awake, waking up. They don't want you to wake up. They don't want you to stand up. And you know what? I do frontline action. Because now Now I know.
As the rally progressed, security guards arrived, saying that the organized group did not apply for a permit to use the public area, and that they are not authorized to use audio devices on the premises. However, speakers were allowed to continue their speeches with no further interruptions from the security guards. Various officers and police cruisers were parked nearby the square as more pedestrians walked around the area during the city's rush hours at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Give it up for Gary, everybody. There's a reason I asked him to speak tonight. You know, I look at all the people in the community that when I moved to Toronto, I said, you know, these are the people that have helped me. Skylar, Gary, you know, a few other people in the community have really helped me grow as a person. And, you know, there's a lot of addiction in the communities. A lot of us struggle with different alcohol or drug or substance abuse issues. But people like myself who grow out of it and realize that we're more than just a bottle, we can start making a difference in our own communities. I'm more than two years sober from alcohol, and I gave it up because I realized I'm better than that bottle. I was just using that bottle as a gateway to deal with stuff I wasn't dealing with. And that's what genocide looks like. That's like genocide saying, here, drink this. This is genocide. We're going to hold you back for the next few generations while we take the land and do everything else. And criminalize. And make up laws just to keep their agendas pushed. You know, like, it's not about the white man anymore. It's not about color anymore. It's about who can corrupt the communities the most. Women are going missing. Why aren't people talking about that? Wet'suwet'en community, like the pipelines and all that. Nobody wants to talk about that. You know, Skylar was pretty much, you know, abused by the cops out there because he spoke his mind. How come nobody's talking about that? Why is it just us pushing this out there? Why isn't the media talking about it? Because everybody wants to keep their agendas under wraps. Nobody wants to tell the truth. I love everybody. I don't care where you come from. You treat me nice, I treat you nice. That's how it should be in every community. So, my son has something to say. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Alex. Say hi, Alex.
Hi.
All right, what do you got to say?
Stop the pipeline. Woo!
Tense. Ani. Sego. Wache. How's all my relations doing? I just, you know, I want to express my deepest solidarity to the West and to the East and to the South and to the North. We have relations from four directions that are suffering right now. So we have to acknowledge all that too. You know, just because we're Indigenous doesn't mean we don't have relations. The red, black, yellow, and white. Where I come from, West Cochise, Alberta, you know, the land of many gangs, you know, and street gangs. So, you know, I didn't grow up with that. I was locked up inside a penitentiary at 18 years old and doing a life sentence for a murder I didn't commit. But you see, there's always truth. Always truth. I believe in that. And, you know, I'm not here to give you a sob story, but, you know, I did that three life sentences, you know, 36 years down below, back to back. So, you know, you can only allow the system to change you if you allow it to change you. I believe in resilience. I'm a product of that residential school, 60s coop, you know, and incarceration, but that don't hold me down. It gets me up. Because the more shit that the government gives to me, the more I love it and I come back 10 times harder and stronger. And I'm a woman. I'm a woman. I'm proud to be a Anishinaabe woman.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.